Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to Hot Mess and Blessed. My name is Melissa Hartman, and I am the host of this amazing, incredible, stupendous podcast. I am so excited that you're listening in today because this topic that I want to talk about is all about you. And here's the thing. Your name is your favorite word on the face of this earth, whether you like to admit that or not. And so today I want to talk about basically how others feel because of the way you are, and actually that determining whether they love you or not. And so if you're brand new to this podcast, first off, I just want to say welcome. Even if you're an oldie but a goodie, my Hot Mess and Blessed fans, I'm so grateful for each and every single one of you. I pray that I can bring you some great value. And I started this podcast because I don't pretend to have it all together. Like, there are people on the internet, like the Instagram, the Facebook, and I feel like I look at a lot of Instagram stories and just people's life that they portray on social media, and I feel like a lot of it is sunshine and a lot of it is rainbows, and I have a lot of sunshine and I have a lot of freaking rainbows, but I also have real life going on. I'm a freaking disaster half of the time. I'm looking at myself right now and I just got a spray tan and I had time to put some eyebrows on and a little bit of eyeshadow and that's it. And so I look super weird right now, but I'm in the car pickup line waiting to pick up my kid and I'm a hot mess. But on the other side of it too, I'm truly blessed. I run an amazing multi-million dollar organization. I have an incredible team that I lead that I'm super proud of, and I am a great mom, I'm a great wife, and I let my life lead with Jesus in it because I know that everything that I have is because of God's doing. You know, like, He's given me all of the power to make it happen, and He's guided me to every step that I've taken and that I've made. But I know that this isn't all me. So I hope that comes across in my podcast. And I truly hope that you guys get some value from this. So in today's podcast, I want to talk about if other people love you or not and why that is. And I actually heard this from my coach. Her name is Melanie Ann Layer. She's incredible, by the way. If you're not following her, check out her Instagram page. She's Alpha Femme. And she's just amazing. The way she words things, sometimes I'm like, girl, you just get me, sister. Okay. So she was talking today on one of our program calls that we had. And she said something that just hit me like, whoa. And what she said is, she says, if I love you, it's because I love the way I feel about myself when I'm with you. And I was like, dang. Because there are some people that every moment I'm with them, I'm like, oh my gosh, I could spend days with you. You're just amazing. I love the way that I laugh when I'm with you. I love the way that we just have fun together. I love the way that time passes so fast because we're just having a blast. I love that I'm learning all of these things from you, right? And then there's other people. And we've all been there. We've all had these people in our lives. And we're like, oh my gosh, all I'm thinking about is all the problems in my life because all this person is doing is talking about their problems. All I'm doing right now is thinking about every negative situation that may have possibly ever happened in my life when I'm around you. And you don't love the way you feel. And so I want you to take a minute and I want you to really dive deep into that. And think to yourself, am I somebody who is going to make a room light up when I walk in it? Or am I somebody who, when I walk into that room, people start turning away? They got to walk away from you because they don't even know what else to say. Start picking up on those clues because, my friends, I'm going to tell you, I have been in some pretty high baller rooms. We'll just put it that way. And I've been made to feel so small. And I'll never forget that. I'm going to tell you a little story really quick. I hope you guys don't mind. So I was at my first network marketing event ever through the company I was with at the time. And I was so excited because I was new. I wasn't like one of the original people who had started with the organization I was a part of. And so I had watched these people for a while, right? Because I didn't know what I was doing. I wasn't sure if network marketing was something I even wanted to be a part of. And so I found out, like, okay, I want to follow this person. Oh my gosh, look at this post, and this person is posting about this person. And then you kind of go down this rabbit hole of people on social media, and you find some people that you're like, dang, this person seems amazing, right? So you start to follow them. Oh, you now know their life, right? And so I was so excited because it was my first event, and I was like, ah, I get to meet this person. So we're at this after party after the event because I didn't see her throughout the entire event. And I go up to her and I was like, oh my gosh, girl, like it's so nice to meet you. And I really want to get my picture taken with you. Like you're so inspiring. You look amazing. Like all like hyping, gassing this girl up, right? And I don't get so much as a hey, hello. I gotta, yeah, let's take the photo. So I remember taking that photo with her, and I was so upset because here was this person that I looked up to on the internet. I met her in real life, and she didn't meet my expectation, right? Because she wasn't being authentic from social media to real life. And I was so upset by it. And I just remember thinking to myself, I don't ever want to make somebody else feel that way. I don't ever want somebody to be all gassed up to meet me at an event or out in public or XYZ, wherever. I don't ever want that to happen, to let somebody down. And here's the thing, I know some people think like, holy cow, you know, what if you become famous, or what, you know, like what if you become too big for your britches and you can't possibly connect with every single person? But there are people out there who you could be surrounded by thousands of people in a room and will make you feel like when you're talking to them that you're the only person in the room. And so that's something that I feel is truly, truly important because I don't ever want people to leave a room and say, oh, well, that was disappointing. I want them to truly love the experience that they've had with me and being true and being authentic and having a genuine conversation. And I just love that. She said, if I love you, it's because I love the way I feel about myself when I'm with you. How important is it to make sure that we're making other people feel good about themselves and to leave that conversation, to leave that message, to leave whatever situation you may be in? How crucial is it to make somebody feel good about themselves, whether they're buying a product from you or not, leaving something better than where you left it. I think that's so powerful. So I hope you got some value from this today. I want to thank you for listening. And if you could go ahead and screenshot this, make sure you share this on your Instagram stories. Tag me. My Instagram handle is I am Melissa Hartman. You'll find me right there. And you can, of course, follow me on all the social media platforms. You'll find me by searching Boss Meesh and or Melissa Hartman. I love you. I appreciate you. And until next time, bye, guys.